from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And in soccer, the U.S. dropped their second straight Copa America match, falling to Uruguay 1-0. People are riled up about that that soccer situation. They got knocked out of that thing, Joe.
Okay.
I know you don't care. I don't care either.
Don't.
I got my buddies are all like riled up about it. They're like, why don't we have better soccer players?
Well, aren't we an automatic bid, though, for the World Cup because we're
hosting?
Uh-huh. I believe. Did I read that?
I think so. It's possible you read it. I don't know. But like our best athletes aren't going to play soccer.
We're not going to win. We got no shot to beat the big boys.
Whatever. You see the contract James Harden just signed? That's why they don't play soccer. Dude, go play in the NBA. You can be the 15th guy on the NBA bench.
Can I be honest with you? I disagree with your point, by the way. You ever become a great player in this country, you got a made in the shade. You become a top 10 player in the world.
In soccer?
Yeah. You don't play here, first of all.
I think they have a couple of good players, don't they? Isn't Pulisic really good?
Yeah, but he is a good player.
He plays in one of those overseas leagues. I'm sure.
I think he's actually played a lot better, but he's making good money.
Soccer in this country is never going to be as popular as basketball, baseball, football, obviously. I think baseball will still remain more popular than soccer. Right? I mean, well, there's a lot of baseball markets. People care. We just don't happen to be one of them.
No, there are some baseball markets that, yeah, baseball's still number one. St. Louis, by the way, St. Louis loves their baseball.
I went to a game in Chicago. They seem to care.
They love their baseball.
A lot of people must.
They don't win, and they just go out because it's Wrigley Field. Yeah. There's some great baseball markets, too. Yes, you're right. There's some great baseball markets. There is. I don't know about I wasn't going to bring this up because we have the greatest player, if not maybe the greatest player of all time, right? Messi right now with the team when he comes back from playing with Argentina. You got to say right now, soccer's ahead because of Messi ahead of the baseball team right now. Yes or no?
Our baseball team, yes. No question. The soccer's more popular.
They put together.
They didn't have Messi. I mean, that would be another.
Well, they have him, though.
They do.
No, I'm not kidding. But
that's a strange situation. They have the best soccer player in the world playing in Commercial Boulevard in Fort Lauderdale. Yeah,
he's not. He's not still the greatest player in the world, but he's.
Well, he's one of them.
He's somebody people still want to come see at the end of his career. Hell, he said he's going to retire here.
Did he, by the way, I saw that they played at Hard Rock over the weekend. Did he not play?
I don't know.
I think he was on the bench. I don't know if that's because he's not good enough to play or whatever, but he looked like he was resting.
Messi, I think he was a little, they're resting him. They're resting him. Not arrested him. Resting him.
That's what I said.
I said it.
Oh.
I think he, he's still a great player. They want him. They won the World Cup a couple years ago, man.
This guy says, yes, host nation has automatic bid.
Thank you.
But we don't want to make history like Qatar and be the fastest host nation knocked out.
I don't know. We don't look very good, do we?
I don't know. All my buddies are screaming about they need to fire the coach. I don't even know who the coach is.
That's good.
Some guy named Berhalter.
But your buddies
here
care.
You go. 5-6-1's like these guys. If Berhalter isn't fired for underperforming once again, he and Greer have mastered how to underperform and nothing happens.
Chris Greer.
Greer in there. Greer caught a stray.
Chris Greer's getting ready to go on vacation going, really? They're talking about the United States Olympic or the United States soccer team and they bring me up. Can they leave me alone? Can they leave me alone?
I don't know, you know, it's funny, like every 4 years, I guess people get wrapped up in the international soccer thing. You know, they start caring about USA soccer. Guy says not good enough. He has a groin injury. Messi is still one of the best in the world. That's what I said. I don't know.
I guess.
Someone says Pulisic has a $7.2 million annual salary.
Thank you.
There you go. Berhalter is a bum.
If you are a soccer fan, when Messi plays with all his buddies, the old Barcelona team gets together, it's pretty damn good. Pretty damn good for sure. So
find another country to root for. We're just not good at soccer. It's not our thing.
We're going to get there.
By the way, I'd like to see the basketball team win when they play in the Olympics. That's getting more and more concerning. A lot of these countries are getting better.
You mean France? All these first-round picks? My God, if they're all end up being good, you're right.
That's the one spot. I don't want to lose in basketball. Soccer is whatever.
You know who else good? Serbia. Serbia's going to have them. They got a lot.
Yeah.
You're right.
The Jokic and the Jovic and all those guys.
Well, they're all last names Jovic, right?
A lot
Jokic,
of them
Jovic.
A lot of Vitches.
And nobody wants a lot of bitches around. There's no question. Nobody wants to be around
this
all the
guy bitches. Says 2026 soccer, cricket, Super Bowl, IndyCar, and college football championship are all in South Florida. I can't confirm about four of those. Cricket.
Well, you know two for sure. World Cup.
We have a Super Bowl in 2026.
I think we do.
Nice. That's good news.
No, we have loaded up. That's going to be a big year.
What are we doing, IndyCar?
You know the sad part is I probably won't be around for that. I'm probably going
to 2026. You'll be dead by then?
No, but I'll have to call you like, hey Woody, can you get me tickets? And you're going, I still can't get a hold of Paul. Paul still hasn't called me. Give me a call, Paul.
I think you'll still be all right. And 2 years from now.
Yeah, I don't know.
He'll still
know,
be
Woody.
Functioning.
Hey, anyway, we've had a bunch of stuff that we talked about. I do want to ask you about the Heat, and I'm bouncing around because we got a lot. By the way, the Heat basketball team, guys are going to Vegas, on their way to Vegas to play Summer League basketball, right? Is that getting ready to start up here pretty soon?
Yes, it is.
And so we'll get a chance. Khalil, we couldn't get a hold of today. Khalil, where? Apparently,
he's flying out.
He's flying. Yeah. So,
and you were even looking out for him.
It was a good teaser.
It didn't come through. You were looking out for him, though, making sure he's in first class at least. It is tough for a guy that tall.
You're 7 feet tall. Yeah. You think that he's going to put him in the back of a commercial plane? Sorry, we got on this late. You're back by the bathroom. I don't think that's going to happen.
561 said he's saving Greg Berhalter for Bum Wednesday. I'll fire the text early tomorrow. We'll be here.
Ooh, he must be real bad.
Jovic and Jokic play for different countries. Come on, guys.
Oh, man, I thought they were the same country.
That's on you. I just went along with you. I have no idea where they're from.
Why did I think they were the same country? I was talking about our young guy and one of the best players in the NBA for Denver. No? I guess they...
This guy says, I think you're thinking of the tennis guy. It's not that we get wrapped up every 4 years. It's that you only talk about it. We care year-round.
What's that in soccer?
USA soccer, yeah.
Yeah, I don't. Does it?
They carry you around, Joe. USA has good players. USA just needs a coach that can make it work. Could you imagine? They've lost to, because I did the watch party for this, they've lost to Panama and Uruguay in consecutive matches here, and these guys think it's the coach. That's weird.
I don't know how good the talent is compared to the rest of the country.
The world?
World, excuse me.
I don't know. I mean,
how many guys do we have over in the Premier League? How many guys do we have in some of the big leagues in different places?
Maybe
Liga.
Two. I don't know.
But I do love the passion. I think we are getting better at soccer. We got a lot more guys playing.
This guy says without Messi, the Herons still beat out the Marlins. The bird, the heron.
Yeah, I got you.
You go to MLS to retire, someone says. They didn't need Messi against Peru because Peru sucks. I did not know that either. We're learning as we go here, Joe.
Did I hear the other day somebody's complaining how bad Brazil is? Like, is Brazil's soccer team not as good? Argentina's
I would think
good.
They're good. I don't know. Aren't they traditionally pretty good? I don't know.
It's kind of a big deal. Yeah, soccer in Brazil. It's kind of a big deal. All right. We got to go to break here. I hate to break it, and all you guys giving us all your soccer knowledge.
These guys keep texting about it. They're all fired up about it. Like on my friends chat here, I just keep razzing these guys, like because it's kind of easy to do here.
Well,
this guy says, "Are you staying after the Marlins game to do the wave for 18 minutes? They're setting the Guinness Book of World Records. They are doing that, by the way. Did you see that?
Okay."
You don't look interested.
No.
They're trying to set the Guinness Book of World Records for longest fan wave.
So that's what it's come to for the baseball games?
I think that's a nice thing to do. Hey, dummy, Uruguay is one of the best teams in the world. They just whooped Argentina in qualifying. Come on.
What did you say? They weren't good? Yeah, you did say
I
did. That.
I didn't know that, but you, I do know. Well, the
you're
only
just
way
right
I know
now.
Is because,
you don't want to know anything. All you want to do so people don't know you. Right now, you're on a mission to piss everybody off.
No, I'm not.
No, because
but I did
part
have
of you,
to bet.
I had a guy that, so a guy comes up to me the other day, it's Hollywood's here, I like to punch him in the face. And I didn't even tell him because he was drinking. I was afraid he was. But I go, no, sometimes he just likes to, like right now, you're busting chops on.
They were huge favorites against Panama, though. I know that because I bet, because I had to watch it. So I did bet on it.
All right.
Guy says, you can do a wave with 10 people.
Great. Well, listen, whoever's going to the game, it's going to do the wave for 20 minutes or 30 minutes. It just you must be so excited about it that that's what your life's come to.
Jovic, right. Hang on really quick. I'm sorry. Jovic and Jokic are both Serbian. That texter's an idiot. Doncic, if he's getting it confused, is Slovenian.
Thank you. So I was right.
You were right. That's what I thought. I mean, I figured
so
you were right.
I thought I heard our young guy say he was he's talked about him, so I figured you guys knew what you were talking about.
I mean, look, bro, the text machine's not always accurate, you know what I mean?
But it's pretty good. Like, we had the school teacher. We had Mary calling yesterday. She was texting, keeping us up on stuff.
This guy says even the U.S. women are in a downturn.
Are they really?
And what happened to Alex Morgan? Is she still playing?
I don't know.
I hope so.
I think they had a few problems at the end of the run last year. It was a little bad blood on that team. Chemistry is important, man. Chemistry is important. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
Time for a stock market report sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. And the market opens up in about 8 minutes from now. And
the market is the market.
Thank you, Tua. Joe, back to you. It's all red this morning. So
I don't think anybody had an idea that when he said the market is the market.
That'd be his biggest quote ever.
Be a big one. Be a big one.
What if he doesn't get a contract and he shows up wearing a shirt that just says the market is the market?
Question mark.
And he hands it out to all his teammates.
He's getting that done, man. That contract's going to get done. Team doesn't want a distraction. And I know it's got blood and, it's bottom line business. If you don't like the offer, play out your option and show us some more. He ain't doing that. He doesn't want to do that. I think once you made up your mind and you saw that money coming in and you're going, I'm as good as he. Listen, people do that. We do that in our jobs. Like, hell, I'm as good as he is. Oh, man. He did some things I haven't done yet, but I'm just as good. I've got some numbers he doesn't have. I'm just as good as he is that if you don't get a deal done, and you know those guys have all that guaranteed money, no matter what the amount is, for everybody. Says, I wouldn't take $140 million guaranteed. You're going, yeah, well, that sounds better than my $23 million guaranteed this year. So I think you look at all that stuff. I still think it gets done. But you want him to get a deal done that he feels good about, he's happy about, for sure. And there's a lot of ego, man, and part of ego, we all have egos in this business, and Tua wants to get paid what he thinks he's worth, and his agent's probably right there with him. Agent makes more money, right? The more guaranteed he gets them, the more money that agent's going to make. So I think it gets done, though. We got a month now. Got a month here. Those guys' first practice is July 29th. I still think it gets done. I still think it's a priority. I know Tyreek Hill's deal. There is no way they're going to tell Tyreek Hill. I heard this yesterday. Tyreek Hill, you got 3 years left on your contract. That ain't going to work. You're not telling your best player on your team. He is the best player on your team. He is. He just is. You're going to go, and there's no way he's going to have some kind of crazy drop-off from what he's had. He's still going to be really friggin' good. Hopefully they don't use him as much so he can stay healthy and play a little bit better at the end of the year. But they're gonna add some guaranteed money. He's going to add some guaranteed money and get that deal done. Those will be the two priorities for sure. That will be it. I'm guessing. I know Javon Holland wants a new contract. I do. I know it. It's kind of hard, though. You play in 12 games. He is a great player. When he's healthy, and I've seen him absolutely hit guys like he's a middle linebacker. I've seen him cover in the slot. I saw him play center field and go take one back 99 yards by coming over and making a great play and running back for a touchdown. I've seen great plays on forced fumbles. I mean, he's done it. We got to see more, and we got to see him play more than 12 games. So I just know Javon can play better. He can run, he hit, cover. People talk about him as a top safety. He'll still get his money, but got to see more. And maybe they still do it. Maybe down the road they get him an extension. But right now, I'm guessing he fits in that third priority list, right? And may not get done, but the TNT team, too, and Tyreek need to get taken care of. That's going to be something that's going to be just a little bit of a priority here to get done. I don't know. I maybe it's me. I just think Tua's contract's going to get done. I can't imagine we're going to have this conversation when he reports to camp and they call all the media over and go, hey, I'm going to play out my fifth-year option here. Like, that would surprise me. You want to talk about surprises? That they have that press conference and he goes, hey, I'm going to play out my fifth-year option. We couldn't come to an agreement, and I've decided not to do negotiations during the season. I want to play it out. I don't see that. And I don't see Tua sitting out. I see Tua maybe staying out of a few drills, although, man, that's the one job that you need to have your timing every day. It's not like Christian Wilkins sitting out certain. And by the way, Christian Wilkins wasn't very good the first few weeks either. You could tell he hadn't practiced and he wasn't doing as much. And boy, you need Tua to be all in and be ready for that Jacksonville game with Trevor Lawrence, which he will. He'll throw with those guys, but timing, and those guys got to run full speed, so you get timing. Got Odell Beckham Jr., got to throw to him and get on timing with your backs coming out of the backfield. And you got a bunch of new tight ends that you want to throw to. So timing is important for the quarterback. And I just don't see that being Tua's personality. There are a few things. I don't know Tua that well. I don't. But Tua doesn't look like the kind of guy that's going to sit out and not show up. I know he's not going to be happy now. I think we've already seen a warm-up too at minicamp. With, you know, he wants a new contract. Yeah. Whatever the word is, frustrated, disappointed, whatever he might be that they haven't gotten a deal done so far. That could be. So anyway, we're going to have Alex Donald join us here. We had him on earlier this morning. We'll have him on and talk a little bit about the Canes coming up here in a few minutes and talk a little bit, especially about last year's recruiting class and this year's recruiting class of guys that are in, the Justin Scott, big defensive tackle, one of their top prizes, maybe their highest rated guy they've had in the two recruiting classes, actually. But got to have a lot of those guys, man. I think some of those guys can play as good as the team is, and transfer portal and the guys coming back. I think a lot of these young guys can really help the Miami Hurricanes. So we'll talk to Alex Donnell about that coming up here, and we'll have some of that stuff. So we have all that, and then on top of all of that stuff, we've talked about the Miami Heat and watching everybody else make moves to get better, either sign their own or get some free agents in and spend a lot of money. So you think the second best team is what? We agree Boston's the best team. They got their core of guys coming back. Lost one, you know. They're going to have their center out for
Boston's
a while.
Fine. Yeah, they're going to be fine. I think Philly.
You don't think
I think Paul George has a little left in the tank. And look, Joel Embiid is really good. He's the MVP, right? I mean,
I think
he can stay healthy.
I think the Knicks. Well, that's the other thing. By the way, there's a guy that you do worry about because he can't stay healthy. And he ran around on a bad knee, and he still scored, but he wasn't very good. Numbers. I mean, he was shooting a lot, throwing it up, and he couldn't lift at all on the bad knee, but he wanted to play. I give him a lot of credit for playing, but I think the Knicks, who they're also banged up at the end of the year, too, from all the basketball, but I like that Knicks team, man. They got all their pieces back. Added a guy that's really good. That team could be fun to watch. That team could be. I think they have a chance to be really, really good. And then the Heat come back, and I hear that we've talked a lot about Jimmy Butler here this morning, and probably we'll be talking a lot about Jimmy Butler. And what do you make sense? You would think he'd come back super motivated to tell everybody to kiss his rear end and show everybody how good he can be. He'll be 35 when the season starts. And that he's going to be on a mission. Everybody's talked, and he wants another extension. He'd like to get one more big contract. I don't know about that, but I'd like to see him motivated to see how good he can be, because this year is not one he wants to be remembered for, including getting called out by Pat Riley. And listen, Pat Riley got a lot of problems on that team besides Jimmy Butler. There are a lot of guys hurt that miss way too many games. It's not just that. But, this thing will be interesting this year to see. But I saw Woody yesterday, one of those NBA shows, had him 6th or 7th best team in the East.
That's fair.
I don't
know. I mean, they're all healthy, Joe. Like, you want to put teams like Indiana ahead of them, that's fair. Like,
working off of last year?
Yeah. I don't have an issue with that.
Well, listen.
Cleveland, you could theoretically put ahead of Miami. I mean, you
trust Cleveland, really?
No, but do you trust Miami? And I'm not talking about just like people down here. Like, you know, when you look at it from a national standpoint, like that, you know, it's fair. Like, I get what they're doing with that. And Miami's got a lot of question marks, man. Mainly number 22. Like, if he doesn't come back ready to roll, they got nothing.
Don't you think he's been called out that he will?
Yeah, I do think he'll come back motivated. I really, truly do. And if that doesn't motivate him, nothing will. But if Jimmy doesn't want to play, if he's not into it, he's not all in, then the Heat are going to stink.
He's a personal guy day now. He will have his personal
time. No, he's not
that.
Yeah, he's running around on Instagram. He's doing his thing, and hopefully fits basketball in there somewhere.
Well, listen, Woody, we're going to have Alex Donald join us and talk a little bit about the Canes and a little bit about the ACC as well. And they got a good team, man. We'll hear what Alex Donald has to say about these last couple of recruiting class, including what's going on right now for guys that are going to be seniors, as Mario Cristobal off to another great start. That's coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run! draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.